Welcome to the deep dive. So today our mission is figuring out how to get that cost-effective software development happening, but, and this is key, without dropping the ball on quality. It's really vital for maximizing that ROI, return on investment, and just staying agile.
Exactly. And I think the crucial thing here is shifting how you think about it. Cost reduction isn't like a compromise. It's actually about optimization. Designing for efficiency means you free up cash, right? Mm. Savings you can then push into, say, R&D or marketing. That's how you get long-term success.
Okay, so let's start at the very beginning then, the planning. How do we make that cost effective?
Well, number one is requirements gathering and analysis. Mm. This is probably where you get the most leverage on cost in the whole process. You absolutely have to get all the stakeholders, talking customers, engineers, everyone, collaboratively.
Right.
Because if those specifications are vague, that's when you get hit with scope creep later. And that's a huge expense.
Scope creep, the silent budget killer.
Totally. I mean, think about it. Finding an error during requirements might cost, say, a dollar to fix. If that same error makes it to production, it could easily be $100.
Wow. Okay. That's a stark difference. But how do you balance needing detailed specs with, you know, staying flexible? Don't tight requirements kind of kill agility?
Good question. And that leads perfectly into the second point. Agile development methodologies. Agile is basically built for that tension.
Yeah.
It works through iterative development, frequent releases.
Sure.
So you're putting out small working pieces constantly. This means you get user feedback really early. And that drastically cuts the risk of needing those massive, super expensive changes after you've already launched.
Got it. So requirements lay the groundwork. Agile keeps things flexible and feedback driven. What about the actual execution, managing the team and resources?
Right. So pillar number three, resource management and outsourcing. The core idea is simple. Right-size your team. Having too many people creates drag. Coordination costs more. Too few. Delays. And delays are often the sneakiest cost killers.
Yeah. Time's definitely money there. And what about outsourcing, like offshore teams? That's often pitched as a big cost saver.
It can be, yeah. Looking at places with lower labor costs can significantly cut expenses. But you have to manage it carefully. It's not just about the hourly rate you're dealing with. Potential communication hurdles, cultural differences, time zones.
True. Integration needs real effort to keep things collaborative and productive.
Precisely. Which brings us neatly to number four, automation and tooling. This is all about efficiency gains. Think continuous integration and continuous delivery pipelines, CI/CD.
Okay, so how does that specifically save money?
Well, it automates the whole process of code integration, testing, deployment. Things that used to take days of manual work now happen in minutes. It frees up your expensive developers from doing manual orchestration, letting them focus on building features, you know, innovating.
Makes sense. Take the routine stuff off their plate.
Exactly. And another quick win here. Using automated code analysis tools, catching potential bugs or security flaws early. That saves tons of debugging time later. Exponential savings, really.
Okay, this next one feels a bit like a paradox. Investing more upfront to save money later. Let's talk about QA and testing.
Yeah, it might seem counterintuitive, but robust QA is a cost-saving measure in the long run, not just an expense line. A key part of this is embracing things like test-driven development, TDD.
Where you write the tests before the code.
Right. It forces clarity, ensures things work from the get-go. Studies have shown TDD can lead to, like, 80% fewer defects in production.
80%? That's huge.
It really is. You're shifting the cost of fixing errors way earlier when it's cheaper. And don't forget user acceptance testing, UAT. Involving end users validates you're actually building what they need.
Okay, so strong QA reduces technical risk, which ties into point six, right? Project risk management.
Absolutely. You still need to do that comprehensive risk assessment early on, identify potential roadblocks, technical or otherwise.
And then actually plan for them.
Yes. Hmm. Create specific contingency plans. Allocate some resources for handling the unexpected, whether it's a key person leaving or a necessary change in scope. Part of saving money is acknowledging that risks exist and budgeting to mitigate them.
Right. Plan for the bumps in the road. Okay. Finally, number seven. This feels like long-term thinking. Continuous process improvement.
Yeah. You can't just stop when a project ships. You need to conduct post-project reviews. What worked? What didn't? Apply those lessons learned to the next project. That's how you get ongoing efficiency gains.
Makes sense. Learn from mistakes and successes.
And part of that is staying current. Regularly evaluate your tech stack. That's your technology assessment. Are you using outdated, expensive frameworks that just build up technical debt? Adopting more modern, cost-effective tools isn't a one-off. It's got to be a continuous thing.
So when you pull it all together, it seems like cost reduction isn't really about just cutting things. It's more about building efficient systems, using Agile, nailing requirements, automating.
Exactly. It's a holistic approach. It's about structure and smart choices, not just hacking away at the budget.
So for you listening, what does this all mean? Well, putting these techniques into practice ensures you're really maximizing the value you get from your software investment.
Yeah, turning that spending into productive capital.
Which, thinking about it, raises a really important question. How do you actually know if these cost-saving efforts are working, beyond just looking at the final budget number?
That's the critical follow-up. You need to look at smarter key performance indicators, KPIs. Don't just track bug fixes. Look at your cost per feature. Track your bug fix rates, sure, but also crucially, monitor your technical debt accrual rate against your resource utilization. That helps ensure you're not just, you know, winning the battle, but losing the war by sacrificing long-term product health for those short-term savings.